Hey guys. Okay, so I'm gonna do this is different. Okay, I'm driving in that. We got baby boy in the background. Here. Baby, you wanna see me? You want the car to move? Alright, I'm trying to give him something to keep him occupied. Okay, so look, we gonna do what we gotta do. Cause that's basically what the word is about. God said, I'm not changing that. I'm changing you. So I feel like I got gut punched today just being along with Abba. He really checked me, like how he checked Job, right? It was one of those conversations. And so the second part of it, I was just thinking of everything I had to do today. And I was like, I'm about to get some fast food. And I know that's not really within my budget like that. So I was like, I'll just use my credit card because I've been doing really well on my credit cards, y'all. But so I was like, this is nothing. I'll just use my credit card. And I just felt like it feels like it's not what God wants me to do. So then I'm like, okay, well then what do you expect me to do? Because I got to do all this stuff when the kids come home. I've been just, you know, being there for my kids emotionally because this has been a lot that's just been going on over here. And just dealing with each child individually is, oh my gosh, it's a blessing, but can I call a thing a thing still? Like, it's draining, just not just because different personalities, they're different ages. So trying to relate, trying to allow each person to feel heard, and trying to, you know, because they've just been kind of bickering and going back and forth with each other, it's just been like, Lord. Then we got baby boy here teething. Okay, so it's just been like a lot, and on top of the things that I need to do. So I was like, so I'm gonna be transparent, you know, per usual. And so God was talking to me. No, back up. God kind of invaded my thoughts because I'm looking at these people who started their ministry around the same time I have, and you know, I'm very proud of them. I don't think it's jealousy more than it is comparison. And I was kind of looking at God like, well, why you didn't bless my platform? Like, why, you know? Oh my gosh. And he was basically like, he didn't say I was weak per se, but that's what I've gathered. It was like, okay, but you're weak in the most loving way. And let me explain why. So I was just like, man, Lord, I'm going through this. I was playing victim, right? I got this going on. And I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I just feel like it's more and more stuff, like, just keeps coming up. And the Lord was like, oh, you think that was gonna stop? You thought that was gonna stop once you started to blow up and all that, and your channel grows and all this other stuff and everything that I have for you? You thought the attacks were gonna stop? Okay. I said, okay, well, you're right. Okay, I can see what you mean. And he's like, okay, but you can't even steward this. Ouch. He was like, you can't even steward this. Right? And so for me, like, I know I have so much. Like, God already showed me what it is. And so my frustration is I kept thinking, all right, when I get to this point, then this is going to happen, and this is going to happen, and these doors are going to open, and all this other stuff. And I kind of feel stagnant. I kind of feel like, yes, I've grown spiritually, but I'm not seeing the fruits as far as, like, the blessings. You know the scripture where your gifts will make room for you and things like that? Like, I'm not seeing it. And God said, because the enemy knows, all he has to do is hit you right there, and you just gonna take a break. You gonna stop. So why would I sit here and bless you with a bigger platform? Why would I sit up here and open these doors for you when the moment tribulation comes, you gonna pop a squat and say, I need a break, and have a moment, and because you need to gather your thoughts and all that? And the Lord was like, you don't know what these people are going through. I was like, okay, but God, I'm facing this. Like, if I were to tell y'all would be like, Bree, what? And the Lord was like, okay, but you don't know what they're going through. One, or that's A. B, I'm the same God. So really, to God, every issue we have, it equals the same. Like, it's not, to the Lord, it's not, okay, Bree, you're facing this. Oh my gosh. And then they're facing this, and that's not that bad. It's like sin. It's not God sees this and he's like, oh, it's just this. It's not a big deal. But this one right here, this one's bad. Like, or this one's worst of the worst. Like, God doesn't see things like that. It's all like equal. Because I mean, it's God. It's the Lord. He's the one over all of it. And so I'm going to tell you, one, I felt a little deliverance when he said, but I'm the same God. As in, this is nothing for me. This is a drop in a bucket for me. You just haven't done your part. I've not really trusted God with everything. I feel like in my growth, I'm seriously taking baby steps. And the thing is, we serve such a good God. He's going at our pace. I'm going to go at your pace. And God was just basically showing me all I had to do. Oh, my baby sounds so cute. But God was like, basically, if you were just to give it all to me, I'm talking about that true, like, leap of faith. Watch how your life flourishes. Watch how your life flourishes. Like, so I think just being transparent, I've just been so hurt. Like, I've been so in my feelings. And I think that's what I've been idolizing, my feelings. And so that's what I need deliverance in. And I don't even know exactly how to do that. When I figure that out, when the Lord, you know, comes through and, you know, I have my time, I'll definitely come back and share that with you guys, if the Holy Spirit leads me to, right? But I feel like that's always been the thing, is my feelings. I'm telling y'all, like, getting over the fact that people are real life mean and selfish, and you know what I mean? Like, getting into a place where that has nothing to do with me, but me still focusing on what I gotta do kind of thing. Like, I think that's what it is for me. And I honestly, y'all, have no words. Like, if y'all know, email me, BriannaBrandonForChrist@gmail.com. I'm open to advice and things like that. But, like, I think that's just where I am. And so I'm frustrated with myself. Because God's right. I'm always like, I need a break. I need a break. Even if it's not bad. Even if it's not, like, mentally and all that stuff. It's my children. You know? And I have a neighbor. She's so sweet. And she was talking to me because she sees me. And she always tells me, like, Brie, you're doing such a great job. And that's so needed. I didn't know it was needed until she said it. And so she was like, Brie, you're doing such a great job, but I just want to tell you, don't feel overwhelmed. Don't get drowned in this. Like, embrace it, even though it's hard. She was like, embrace it, because you're going to look back and miss these days. As hectic as it is, you're going to miss it. And I know she's right. I hear this all the time, right? I hear this from people who have one or two kids. I have four, right? So I'm trying to change my perspective and not be so stressed out about the house got to be clean and then, you know, this got to be done. And, like, it's like really shifting my focus on the things that matter. Really, like, I feel like that's what it is. Okay, so then for those who feel like, what was it? Holy Spirit, bring it back. I'm going to just spit it out. I don't know if this is going to be in a particular order, y'all. Like, I was trying to, like, set it up all cute, but I got to just spit out, like, what I hear. Like, just, you know, so hold on. Yeah, so the Lord was telling me, like, because I was like, man, I just feel like I don't have enough time, right? And God was like, it's not that you don't have enough time. You're not preparing, right? And then when we don't prepare, we feel, that's why we feel overwhelmed. And then when it is time to rest, we don't know how to stop resting. But I feel like it has everything to do with preparation. Prepare for, like, prep for rest, and then have your prep for after your rest. Like, really planning things out. And I used to be a planner, y'all. I used to truly, I don't know what happened to that part of me. That's literally who I used to be. And so now it's like I just wing everything, and I just feel like I don't have enough time for things. And remember I was telling you guys how I take things day by day? So what I'm saying is, it's not like a full plan. I'm saying even in that, like, even if it's day by day, okay, what is it that I need to get done today? Like, I've just been kind of like, I'll plan this day. Next day is like, eh, whatever, because I'm exhausted from whatever, right? Fasting. You know, when you're on a hard fast and after that, you just want to chill. Like, I do. And so that's when the Lord was just really on my head. Like, you need to bounce back faster. Like, you be down in the dumps for a little too long, or you be needing to recharge and, you know, get yourself together like too long. And really what it is I'm looking for things to go my way. If I'm completely honest, like, I don't want to do anything unless it's my way. Like, I want this to be like this. I want this to be like this. I want this to be like this. And then I'll feel motivated to do things. And that's what the word came from, when God was saying that I'm not changing that. I'm changing you. Right? And so the supporting scripture Holy Spirit gave me was, I don't know where it is, but it's where, I think it was Paul talks about the thorn. Oh my gosh, ma'am, what are we doing? It's when Paul, I think, talks about the thorn in his side. Is that God's like, I'm not taking that out. No, that's gonna stay. I just need you to adjust. How many of us are tired of adjusting? Like, I'm so tired, if I'm real. And so I think really what I need is like a reset, because thank you, God. So the Lord is saying, you, and this is for me too, you are in a new season, but you're treating this new season as if you're in the same season. And that's why you're frustrated, because you feel like you're going and going and going and going, not recognizing, right, that you've already crossed over, that you're already in a new place. Like, so it's the resetting of your mind. It's the resetting of the way that you see things, the perception and all that. Like, it's not the same. But the enemy likes to make us feel like it is the same, and we still in the same place. Like, no. Now, things may not look exactly the way you want them to look, but God has for sure been moving some things around, especially if you've been faithful and doing your part, right? But it's not the same, says the Lord. And so it's like really burying those last year, 2 years. And now that you're in this new season, it's like another set of instructions. It's almost like another packet or whatever. And so Holy Spirit was also ministering to me about discipline. Like, for 2024... look, this should be forever, but I received a word. I was watching this podcast and the Lord was basically speaking this to me too. So it's been confirmed over and over that this year is about discipline, like really being disciplined, really being close to the Lord. And like when he says, yeah, like this, do exactly what he said exactly when he tells you to do it. Like, I'm telling you, okay, God already knows what he has for you. He already has an appointed date, time, place, all that. Like, he knows what it's going to be. But if we're like dragging our feet and not doing what we got to do, we can miss the appointment. And it's very easy to see. It's like if it were in the natural, all right, you have children, you need them to make it to this doctor's appointment at a certain time, right? Or I won't even make it that deep. It could be like you want to see a movie, like a showing or whatever. You have to be there at a certain time. If you keep wasting, like dragging your feet, taking your time, not doing everything that you need to do with your child, y'all, we gonna miss the movie. We're gonna miss the show and then have to wait for the next one. And this is what God is saying. It's not a time for us to be forever questioning. Right? God is literally, this is for those who've been in this and now God is taking you to this new place. God is taking you higher. So it's unfamiliar, right? It almost feels like God is being harder on us, but it's only because we've grown so much. You are not a baby no more. Like, in his eyes, you're not a baby. You're his baby forever. But it's like, you're not on milk. He has a higher expectation. So I remember, was that in 2020? I mean, the Lord was opening so many doors left and right, financial blessing. Like, it was ridiculous. I was like, man, God is real. Like, it was so, like, wow. And so now that I don't see those miracles, like, happening like that, I'm like, okay, what am I doing wrong? And then I'm getting frustrated. And then I'm tempted to, like, tap into religion and start, oh, maybe I need to fast. And now I'm doing all this stuff, like, diagnosing myself. When really it's not even all that. It's more just do what I told you to do. What did I tell you to do? Taking our lives seriously. Are we praying daily? Right? Are we exercising the fruit of the Spirit? Right? Are we just being obedient? When God says do this, are we doing exactly that? No question. Another thing God was like, what he's expecting from me, like, as I get older, you know, in the Spirit, is like, I want you to come to me and ask me, Abba, what do you need from me? But so many times we go and pray. It's easy to pray and ask God to do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. But how many times, man, conviction. How many times do you go to Abba and just ask God, like, what do you need from me? What is it that you want from me? Right? This is definitely not meant to make anybody feel bad. Do not feel bad. If you feel a little, like, a little sting, that's good. A little conviction, that's good. God has something for us. He just needs us to be ready for the things that we want. God has not given us anything prematurely. It's just that simple. It don't matter how much we think we are old and we deserve and, oh, but I've done this for so long. If you're not ready, he's not giving it to you. Period. He's not giving you anything so you could just squander it. And for those who have children, it would make perfect sense. It would make, like, perfect sense. But, yeah, this is something that was super heavy on me. And I was like, man. So I definitely have to play this back for myself. But God was really showing me myself. And I literally had to humble myself and just repent for dragging my feet. Like, I was crying about something that really hurt me. And I was mad because I'm like, God, like, I've been praying and praying. I've been believing. You asked me to do all this. I do it. And you still let this happen. Like, why? And he gave me my moment. Like, okay, go ahead. Let it all out. And then he asked me, didn't I ask you to pray? He was like, didn't I ask you to pray? I was like, I mean, I prayed to fast. And I was like, yeah. I was supposed to fast in March. I didn't do the fast till April. He was like, didn't I ask you to fast? I was like, yeah, okay. You don't know what was behind your obedience. Your obedience could have blocked that. Honestly, I feel like my obedience would have blocked it. But no, I just had to eat. I wasn't ready. I didn't want to. You know, and so is that. How dare we blame God for things that we don't have? Right? Or things he has not given us when we aren't being obedient. Like, I don't even take that from my own children. How much more does God deserve? God, we're talking about God, who's flawless, who's not wrapped in this flesh. Well, even when he was, right? He was still perfect. Hold on. So, yeah, y'all. I'm just. He didn't say it was gonna be easy. The Lord never said it was gonna be easy. And you know, I'm somebody who's always strong. Like, I always feel like I have to be strong. I always feel like I have to, like, it's like the weight is so heavy. It's frustrating. Like, I'm like, I don't want to do this. If I'm honest, like, it's heavy. I don't want to do this. But, so, I don't know the scripture like that, but I believe it says, much is given to, you know what, hold on. I don't know if I could look it up. All right, because I'm recording this on my phone. Hold on, because I need that scripture. Hopefully it doesn't stop. Okay, let me see. Much is given. Yes, wait, no, that's a song. I'm looking for the scripture. Bible verse 2. Okay, so yeah, Luke 12, they said. Luke 12:48. I need my NLT version. Hold on. Luke 12:48. Okay, I'll do NIV. Alright, and it says, but the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, maybe I did need to see all of that. Whoa. Okay, it says, but the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. So it's like less of a punishment, right? From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. So when God was dropped this in my spirit, I didn't know about that first part. But when he dropped that in my spirit, he was telling me, like, I have so much for you. I have so much for you, more than you can literally think and imagine. You have no idea where I'm taking you. You have no idea what I have set up and planned for you. But in order for you to have that, you have to carry this. It is definitely going to be heavy, right? It's always like that. It's always like that. And so it makes sense, because this is something that I even preach to my children, right? From the oldest to the youngest. Not the youngest, but just going downward, I always tell my children, like, hey, you're the older sibling. You're the older sibling. I expect more from you. But with that, oh my gosh. Today is just a day. Today is just a day. Like, but, I'm sorry. But, girl, go, please. Please go. What's today, y'all? I'm trying to figure out why there's so many people out right now. But, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, it's to the siblings, from the oldest to the youngest. Like, I expect more from you. With me expecting more from them, they get more. They get more money with allowance, right? They get more free time. I let them stay up later. I let them hang out with their friends. I'm not letting my 6-year-old hang out without me. But my 11-year-old, you know, depending, you know, so that's how it is with God. We get more, right, from being responsible and doing more. So it just comes with it. And so I just know God has so much for you. Another thing the Lord was saying is we really need to cherish the Sabbath. And I feel like we don't do that. I for sure don't do that. Cherishing the Sabbath, right? Really taking that break. Really just having that day and letting it be a reference, like, just for God. However he tells you how to do that, I don't necessarily do that. I feel like every day I'm moving and moving. That's probably why I don't feel rested, which is probably why I don't feel like planning and preparing, right? What was that scripture about the people with the lamps? And he said, keep the oils filled in the lamps, or something like that. Because God needed us to be prepared. It's the ones who were not prepared. They missed it. And so I just feel like this year, God is gracious and all that, and he shows us mercy and all that. But, I mean, he still has appointed times. And so I feel like if he's putting emphasis on this, we for sure need to be doing our part and just listen. Don't ask, like, no questions or nothing. Or not necessarily no questions, because I ask a lot of questions. But for me, I realize in this season, God has not been answering those questions. Like, he won't tell me why. Why am I going on another fast? I did 3 Esther fasts this year. What are we doing? Why? Like, and it's like trying not to have this Cain heart, but I get so frustrated. Like, what am I suffering for? What am I killing the flesh for? Right? Just being real with you guys. I love God. I do. I love God and I do, but I think honestly, See, it's like what I was saying earlier. I've not gotten over... I need to drive around because this boy is not trying to sit still. This person. I am going to be patient in Jesus' name. I'm like, all these fasts, like, why am I doing all of this? Like, to fast and see something is one thing, but to fast and see nothing is so irritating. Like, I feel like I don't know what's going on, why I'm doing it. Why am I doing it? Oh, gosh. Right? And so it kind of feels like it's in vain. Right? Hold on, y'all. I gotta do a G move real quick. Hold on. Hold on. All right, so. I'm getting kind of frustrated. I really need to put my flesh down. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know what is going on. What, who, when, why, how. Like, this day, it just feels so off right now. What was I saying? Oh, I just didn't understand why God would have me doing, like, all these fasts if it wasn't going to amount to anything. Right? But the Lord was like, you don't know what you're doing. And it's us having to get into this place where even when it doesn't make sense, can God still have our yes? Even when it doesn't make sense. Right? Even when we don't know why. Because most of the time, God shows us that after the fact. But it's like, he just needs our obedience. It's just like Abraham, when God told him, hey, I need you to sacrifice your son. The one you've been waiting on and praying for and believing in for so long, and I gave it to you, now I need you to give it back. Like, don't ask any questions, just do it. Like, okay, God, I don't know why, but I'm gonna just do it. And so I think that's something that's also been hindering me is, okay, well, why am I doing this? Again, conviction, because I can't stand with my kids always forever asking questions. Like, just do what I say. And here I am doing the same thing with the Lord. So... this is what it is. I feel like I poured out. That's what's been on my heart. Y'all, you guys came with me to my kid's school. I'm here now. He should be out soon too. So, yeah. So that's pretty much it. I love you guys so, so much. Keep me lifted in prayer, please. I'm believing that for y'all who are really with Christ. Did you... hold on. Yeah, I forgot what I said. I paused it. But I just feel like I truly believe we are in a very, like, we're under an open heaven and we don't even know it. Like, God is like, I am trying to get you there. I'm trying to get this to you. But you have to be ready for it. You got to be obedient. It's some stuff God is trying to get rid of. Like, God is, I feel this in my spirit, God is teaching you how to be submissive. Like, you need to just learn how to just do it. Close your mouth and just do it. Right? Not, you know, without discernment and ignorantly, nothing like that. But it's just, when God tells you to do something, your leader tells you to do something, it's just doing it. But, yeah, I just believe God is definitely doing some things right now. And remember, y'all, if God is telling you to do something and is not making sense. What is going on? Oh, if God is telling you to do something and it's not making sense, just do it. And if God is not changing your outcome, your situation, your environment, it's most likely because he wants you to change. He wants you to adjust. can you still be a good person even with chaos around you? Can you still, you know, be a light with all the nonsense and negativity around you? Can you still show the love of God with all this darkness around you? Right? It's like in Jeremiah. Remember God told Jeremiah, don't let them influence you. You influence them. And I'm not saying it's easy, but it's literally us having to just make those adjustments. And for me, like I said, I have to go back to God because I don't even know how to start. Okay. Did you potty? Okay. So yeah, y'all, that's what it is. Hey, what?
I'm sorry. Go.
So, yeah, that's it. My kids are here. I gotta go. So, I love you guys. I will talk to you guys soon. You guys be blessed. All right, bye.